This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, Marlins fans. This is Daniel Rodriguez, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, April 29th, 2021. If you are new here to the Small Pod, we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long, and hopefully for the playoffs. For today, it is an off day for Miami as they are coming off a series versus the Milwaukee Brewers last night. But before we recap the final game, the Marlins made some roster moves as Jazz Chisholm, who left the game early on Tuesday with a hamstring injury, has been placed on the 10-day IL. With Jazz being placed on the IL, the Marlins did recall Isan Diaz, who we all know in spring training battled Jazz Chisholm for the starting second base spot, but was optioned down to the alternate training site, but has since been recalled from the alternate training site and did play in last night's game on Wednesday. But yesterday was the last game of the series between Milwaukee and Miami. The two starting pitchers were Sandy Alcantara, who came into that game with a 3.34 ERA, was up against Zach Godley, who was recently picked up by the Brewers and made his first start of the year yesterday versus the Marlins. And fast forward a little bit, after three innings last game, it was tied up at just two runs apiece, with the Marlins runs coming from very unconventional ways, with a John Birdie reaching home on a wild pitch and a San Diaz reaching home on what was just a weird error made by Zach Godley, which really needs some instant replay looking at that one. But you compare those unconventional ways and then how Milwaukee scored with just a home run by Colton Wong, probably their hottest hitter at the moment, launched a home run to tie it up. But speaking of home runs, how can we not talk about Jesus Aguilar, who hit his fifth home run in six games, and also last night extended his hit streak to five games, with five of those games, four hits, have been home runs.
And now Aguilar with a drive out to left, deep at the wall, and gone! Three-run homer for Jesus Aguilar. What a road trip. 5 in 6 days, and the Marlins jump back in front.
Aguilar has just become the hottest hitter, maybe not just for the Marlins, but the entire Major League Baseball, and does something that the Marlins have just been desperately needing. He has brought power, which Miami has just needed power, home runs, and as I said, Jesus Aguilar leading the majors, but in RBIs, 22 RBIs, leading the MLB. Jesus Aguilar is having an incredible start to the season, and must be those arepas he's been talking about. The Marlins have amounted a lot of injuries recently. In the last game, they lost two players in Corey Dickerson and Garrett Cooper, who both had to leave the game with separate injuries. Both players have now been listed as day-to-day with a negative x-ray on Cooper's left foot, and for Corey, he does have mild discomfort in his right groin. But the Marlins also in that game had just a great feat. They were able to walk yesterday as they caused trouble to the Brewers pitchers. And this is something that it's just so great to see how disciplined the Marlins have been at the plate, especially last game. Helps with hitting, helps with runs, helps with getting the opposing pitcher a little rattled. And speaking of pitchers, Sandy Alcantara's final line for yesterday was 7 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, 0 walks on 93 pitches, with 64 of those being strikes. A few days ago, Sandy did tweet out about how he wanted to improve his rating on MLB The Show, And, well, he definitely did that. The show definitely had to take notice, and sort of the rest of Major League with such a great performance by Sandy yesterday.
I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, I think I deserve more, you know, and if they do that, I can do nothing about it. You know, I just got to keep doing my job, you know, and see if they can do better next time.
And with his performance, Miami did take a 6-2 win and the series versus Milwaukee. But from Miami, the Marlins do have an off day today, but we'll be back this Friday home, where they will be starting a series versus division rival, the Washington Nationals. So before we go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get your small pod. And do remember, go fish.